Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
You're listening to Executive Leaders Radio, broadcast from George Mason University School of Business. This is your host, Herb Cohen, with my co-host, your Applebaum Potomac Company's Kristen Rebeck, who is with Cressa, John Hill, and George Mason University, John Schuhart, Graybeard Coaching, Emery Spadafore, and Henry Fagan. Mr. John Schuhart, can you give us a rundown on who we have on the air today?
Sure, Herb. Our first guest is David DeLuigi, Regional President of Wilmington Trust. Our second guest is Karen Zuckerman, Chief Creative Officer of HZDG. Our third guest is Cal El Sayed, CEO of Guidance Residential LLC, and our last guest is Joseph Zimmerman, the COO of E Global Tech.
Excellent. Let's get to know our first guest, David DeLuigi, Regional President of Wilmington Trust. David, what is Wilmington Trust?
Wilmington Trust is the estate planning and investment advisory arm of M&T Bank.
How large or how small is this organization?
M&T has about 17,000 employees and is the 15th largest bank in the United States.
Where are you from originally?
I was born here in Washington and lived here my entire life.
How many brothers and sisters?
I have one brother and one sister.
Where are you in the pecking order?
And I'm the oldest.
And what do mom and dad do for a living?
Well, my father, they're both retired now, but my father was an architect and my mom was a school teacher.
Are you more like your mom or your dad?
I'd say I'm a combination of both. I think I get my passion from my mother and my patience from my father.
And didn't you mention there's some immigrant stuff going on in your family?
My mother immigrated to the United States from Argentina when she was about 5 or 6 years old and escaped the Peron dictatorship, and my father's family immigrated from Italy.
How young were you when you were aware of the effect of where your parents came from on them?
That was very early on. Our family's very close-knit, and both my parents working. My grandmother on my mom's side raised us during the day when my parents were working before school.
We'll dig into this in a couple seconds. Mr. Hillen, did you have a question there?
David, you do wealth management now. When I think of wealth management, I think of people that have been around a lot of wealth, so they know all the ins and outs, the tricks of the trade. How does a kid growing up poor understand anything about wealth management?
I would say I learned the value of money from my father. We started working, my brother and I, when we were very young, had a paper route, delivered the Washington Post from the time I was 6 to the time I was 18. And one of the rules that my father had was for every dollar we earned, we had to put 50 cents in the bank.
Did you follow the rule?
It was required. We didn't have a choice. He played a little bit of a game with it, too. Every $1,000 that we accumulated, we'd walk to the bank and buy a certificate of deposit.
Wow. So it really reinforced. How young were you when you started making money?
6.
And you mentioned you were doing it with your brother.
Yes.
Why?
We were both about the same age. My brother's 18 months younger, but we both needed to do it together because the paper route was fairly large, but we would alternate, especially when we were sick.
Didn't you mention that that it grew into another kind of business? What other kind of business did it grow into, and why and how?
Sure. We parlayed the paper route into lawn mowing, leaf raking.
How did that happen?
Personal relationships with our customers.
Did they ask you or did you ask them?
A combination. We would do a very good job delivering the papers, and they liked the service, and they asked us to do more.
What did you learn from delivering newspapers and mowing lawns has anything to do with wealth management?
I'm in the service business, whether it's banking or wealth management, and so we deal with people, and people want to do business with others that they like and trust.
Anne-Marie?
So, David, you'd mentioned that you spent a lot of time around your immigrant grandparents growing up, and you also grew up in a very international city, Washington, D.C. So what do you take to your work from those experiences?
Well, I think, one, Washington I view as my town. I've been here my entire life. Relationships here are very important. But I also think that differences that people have bring richness to the community and really should be embraced and accepted. Mm-hmm.
Kristen?
Before the show, you had mentioned that you went to DeMatha, a very well-known school here, and you said your mother worked there as well. How did that impact your experience in school?
Sure. Her first year teaching was my freshman year at DeMatha Catholic, and as a result, I've been involved in the school since 1984.
Yeah, but tell us how it felt when you were a freshman at school and all your friends are like, and they know it's your mother. How did it make you feel? Make you feel weird or strange, or you didn't want to admit it, or what?
Well, I think at first it was a little odd and a little uncomfortable. But as I worked through the 4 years, it actually became really a sense of pride
became a sense of pride.
I think the fact that my family was so involved in the school, with my brother and I having gone there at the same time, and my mom teaching there, and it still is a very big part of my life today.
So, as opposed to hating school or cutting classes or running away or acting out, you didn't feel that way.
Well, there was no way I was going to be able to cut class because I rode to school with my mother in the morning.
How'd that make you feel going to school with your mom in the morning?
It forced us to get up after, we were getting up early anyway for the paper route, but we had to be prepared for school, and it was, mm-hmm. There's a sense of integrity and pride.
What are you talking a sense of integrity? What do you mean?
You always had to do your homework. You always had to be there on time.
What's that have to do with being a wealth manager? How'd that plant the seeds for your wealth management career?
Well,
considering you're the regional president of Wilmington Trust.
I think making sure that you're always doing your best, you strive for excellence, and expect the most not only of yourself but others, and doing more than what's expected.
Mr. Hillen?
David, you stayed involved with your high school. You're on the board. You're on the board of your college, too. You're on the board of a lot of things, actually. I thought finance guys just chased the next deal, the next buck. Where did this streak of loyalty to the institutions that you grew up with come from when you were a kid? When did you realize you were loyal?
Well, I first believe that you have to give back. We all come from somewhere, and we all are part of some community. So being a part of that, there's a sense of responsibility of doing good.
How young were you when you realized that?
Oh, from a very early age.
What was it that helped you realize that?
Well, I think it really first started with my parents and the church that we went to and the things that we were required to do, whether it's visiting people in nursing homes or doing things for our elderly neighbors without being paid.
Boy, that must be pretty rotten when you're a kid. You have to do that stuff.
Well, I think any kid, when you're that young, you're doing things that you really weren't excited about. But as you got older, you realize the impact that it had on you.
Mr. Shuhart?
Yeah, as a kid, when was the first time on your own you cared for somebody else?
I would say when we were probably 7 or 8 years old, my brother and sister and I would do things for our neighbor next door, our neighbors who were elderly and kind of our adopted grandparents. And my parents would never allow us to take any money from them because it was, that was our obligation.
Give me that again. What was this? It was your neighbors next door?
So our neighbors next door kind of became our adopted grandparents. Their kids were older and out of the house and always needed help doing something around in the yard or around the home.
And what'd your parents make you do?
We would have to help them with whatever they needed.
And you weren't able to charge them any money or stuff?
Nope.
How'd you feel about that?
When you're a kid, you always want to make some money and put it in your pocket. But, I think it gave us a sense that giving back and being kind and helpful to others is, especially when you're not going to receive anything in return, is very important.
I keep hearing the words we and us repeatedly. How does that show up in what you do today at Wilmington Trust?
Well, it's difficult to be successful individually. You need a team of people around you to really create the impact and achieve success and results in life.
So you're really built for your job, aren't you?
I hope so.
What do you mean?
I started off on the commercial side of the bank. I'm now on the wealth side of the bank. But I think what has helped to make me successful is to think of myself as a connector of people and relationships. And one of the ways that I try to do that is by doing something for others. And I think that the true definition of generosity is doing something without expecting anything else in return.
Henry?
David, you said you're the oldest of three. What do you think translated from being the oldest of three into what do you do now?
Well, always watching out for my younger brother and sister, hopefully trying to be the responsible one around the house.
Was that something that got told to you? Was that expected of you? Did you just assume that role? What was behind that?
You know, I think it goes back to the days of our paper route. We'd go deliver papers, then we'd make our own breakfast. We'd get ourselves ready for school. It was something we always did.
You kids felt responsible as a team.
No question about it.
I'm really curious, what do people that deliver papers know about wealth management that people that drive Mercedes don't know?
Well, I think, you know, I'm in the service business, and it's a very commoditized business, as is delivering papers. And then one of the only ways you can differentiate yourself is the relationships that you create and the integrity that you have.
Wow. What's the website address of this organization known as Wilmington Trust?
You can go to mtbmarythomasboy.com, and you'll find Wilmington
Let
Trust.
Let me have that one more time.
mtb.com.
Excellent. We've been speaking with David Luigi, Regional President of Wilmington Trust, here on Executive Leaders Radio with my co-hosts, Mr. Joe Applebaum, Potomac Company's Kristen Rebeck, Cressa, John Hill, and George Mason University, John Schuhart, Graybeard Coaching, and Marie Spadafore, and Henry Fagan. Don't forget to visit our website. It's executiveleadersradio.com to learn more about our executive leaders. That's executiveleadersradio.com to learn more about our executive leaders. We'll be back in a moment right after this break. Stick around. Want help building your business with help from this show's CEOs? Our CEOs can help you uncover more opportunities, grow your sales, connect you, help you raise money, all the big issues, because our CEOs have been there and done that, succeeding in creating millions of jobs and earning millions of dollars. And some are available to advise you. Now, email mentors@executiveleadersradio.com. That's mentors@executiveleadersradio.com. The same CEOs you've heard on the show for 10 years may be willing to help you build your business, uncover new opportunities, grow your sales, connect you, help you raise money, all the big issues, because our CEOs have been there and done that, succeeding in creating millions of jobs and earning millions of dollars. Some of the CEOs who have appeared on our shows over the last 10 years may be willing to help you grow, assuming you're serious about your success, serious about your own success, because it all starts with the leader. If you're serious about creating your own successful business, are truly committed to putting your nose to the grindstone and doing whatever it takes to make your business successful, we may be able to match you with successful CEOs who have created millions of jobs and earned millions of dollars to help you create your success. We've established unique relationships with a unique universe of over 7,000 CEOs who have created substantial wealth for their companies, their teams, and themselves. These women and men get the build in their blood and often continue to start and build businesses even after they've created substantial wealth for themselves because they love the challenge of building a business. Perhaps we can present you and your business to some of these CEOs to gain their interest in helping you. Now, email mentors@executiveleadersradio.com. That's mentors@executiveleadersradio.com to hopefully match you with some of the CEOs we've had on the show for the last 10 years. mentors@executiveleadersradio.com.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473, 800-245-0473, 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Biz Talk Radio.
We're back. You're listening to Executive Leaders Radio. This is your host, Herb Cohn. We'd like to introduce Karen Zuckerman, president of HZDG. Karen, what is HZDG?
HZDG is an integrated creative agency, mm-hmm. and we specialize in branding, marketing, content, and all things digital.
Mm-hmm. How large or how small is this organization?
We're about 185 people.
How do you get a job with this company?
I didn't get a job. I actually started the company when I was 23.
You started the business. And where are you from originally?
I'm from the Philadelphia area.
How many brothers and sisters?
I have an older brother and a younger brother.
So you're the middle of three. And what were you doing when you were about 11 years old to make money?
Well, I used to have carnivals and Olympics for all the kids in the neighborhood. So I would put them together in teams and do competitions one weekend, and then another weekend I would have a carnival where they'd play games and win prizes.
Wait. Whose idea was this?
It was all my idea.
So you were coming up with creative ideas and organizing kids when you were 11 years old.
Yes.
Into both carnivals and Olympics?
Yes.
What was the Olympics thing about?
It was just like I liked competition. I liked to have races and really to give the kids something fun to do.
So your nature, and it was showing up at 11 years old, is to come up with creative ideas and pull a team together.
Yes.
Uh-huh. What's that have to do with starting and building this agency called HZDG? Is there a connection there?
Yeah, I would say there's a connection. HZ is all about teamwork and creating something for whatever your client needs. So coming together from all areas of the company, working together for the final solution.
Mm-hmm. Well, why is it called HZDG?
It's all the way back. It comes from my maiden name and married name. So it's Hirshhorn Zuckerman mm-hmm. Design Group.
I got you. All right, Mr. Hillen.
When you got to high school, Karen, you're the neighborhood impresario organizing all these things, but now you got to go to the same classes as everybody and do all the same things. How did you get your creative energy out in high school in that regimented environment?
Well, I actually took a lot of art classes in high school, so that was one of my creative outlets, but I also ran on the track team and, you know, had a lot of fun with friends.
Yeah. What did you run on the track team?
I was a sprinter. And I was the anchor of the 4x100 relay.
Why were you the anchor?
I guess, you know, being the fastest on the team, I was able to catch up at the end. So I was always, no matter what, however far behind, I was running to win.
Yeah, a track team's mostly individual things. The scores get added up together, but it's an individual thing. How did you satisfy your organize the people around me, Gene, when you were running track?
I mean, we just always worked closely as a team. I was really close with all of the other people on the team, and actually the relay was one of my favorite races because you depended on others to get the win.
And it's the only team event in track and field in many ways.
Mm-hmm.
So, Karen, we've established that you are competitive, you have the competitive drive, and you also described yourself earlier as easygoing. So how do you balance those two things in your work?
Well, I actually have really high expectations of people, but I'm very relatable. So in the office, I like to make a lot of relationships with people, but they know that I have high expectations, so they're always driven to please, I guess.
Who were your role models for these two sort of opposite aspects of your spectrum?
So I would say both of my parents. My father was a CEO. My mother stayed at home, but she always had small entrepreneurial businesses, like making flowers or bracelets or opening a small boutique.
And Kristen?
You seem to have a high level of energy and motivation. Where does that come from? Is that something that you learned from a parent, or is it something that you have learned on your own?
I think it's just like part of who I am. I'm always driven to do more. My nickname in the office is Energizer Bunny. They say I can't, I don't turn off until I get either unplugged or the battery comes out. Mm-hmm. So I just go and go and go. And I love what I do. So it never feels like work. And it's just a part of who I am.
John,
for whom are you a role model, Karen?
I would say for my kids mostly, and hopefully everyone who works for me.
How many kids do you have?
I have three.
And what have you done with your kids that relate back to your business?
Well, my oldest daughter, I actually started another business with her when she was a freshman in college.
And so whose idea was that?
It was an idea together, but she brought it up when we were shopping for her dorm room.
And what is it now?
It's called Dormify.com, and it's a website for college students to decorate their dorm rooms.
So what about you, do you think, gave your daughter the I don't know, the chutzpah or the energy to start a business?
I think she just saw how I worked and my expectations and the creativity, and she was just driven to do the same thing.
What's the similarity between being a mom and being the president of this company?
Well, managing your kids and their activities and their hopes and dreams, I think, are similar to everyone that works within our organization. You know, and in a way, I feel like everyone who works for me is part of my family.
You really feel that way?
I really feel that way.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you managed to build a team of 185 people in an industry where, you know, there's tremendous turnover. I guess, you know what you're talking about. I guess you really do treat them as family. Otherwise, why would they stick around? Henry, what are you thinking?
Along with running track, you also said you were the manager of the football team.
Yes.
What made you decide you wanted to do that?
I really love football, and I wanted to actually play football. And since at that time, they wouldn't let young women play football, I decided to be the manager of the football team.
What was involved with being the manager of the football team?
We had to write stats. We had to, carry equipment.
Why are you smiling as you tell us this story?
It's just a funny thing in my life that I don't think about that much.
Uh-huh. So tell us more a little bit about this, about these carnivals and Olympics at the age of 11. That's pretty strange for a young girl to think about making money and to go organize. Well, how many kids came to these things?
I would say probably around 20 or so.
20 kids?
Yeah.
Was that, would you have a neighborhood filled with kids your own age?
Yeah, well, they were young kids, so I was at probably seventh grade, and they were, six, seven, eight.
So you were organizing, and did they have to buy their way into the Olympics and into the carnivals?
You know what, I can't remember. I want to say I didn't charge them anything. That was just a passion project for me, and it was an idea of, doing something creative.
You don't remember selling tickets or anything like that?
I don't really remember selling tickets.
But you did mention to us that you, at 8 years old, you started making money. What was that about?
Yeah, so when I was young, down at the Jersey Shore, my brother and I had a booth where we sold stickers, and the way we got the stickers was we sent away to STP and Exxon and Castor Oil to get free stickers, and then we sold them to people.
So you understood about buying low and selling high, didn't you?
Yes.
Uh-huh. What'd you do with the money?
I gave a lot of the money to Lucy and Margate. I also used to take a can around to all the neighbors and try to collect money for Lucy to renovate her.
Tell our listening audience what Lucy's all about, please.
Lucy is a giant elephant that was once a hotel in Margate, New Jersey, and now it's a historic landmark. And back when I was young, it was falling apart, and they needed money, and I really cared about Lucy, so that's what I did with my
So, I read the newspapers, and I thought that the reason people were in business was to make a ton of money, but it doesn't sound like that's necessarily your motivation if you were making money and giving it to Lucy.
Well, no, don't get me wrong. I was definitely motivated to make money, and I did throughout the rest of my high school career. But I just have, a giving heart, I guess.
What's the website address for HZDG?
Website address, hzdg.com.
Let me have that one more time.
Horse, zebra, dog, goat.com.
We've been speaking with Karen Zuckerman, president of HZDG, here on Executive Leaders Radio.
Stop by Lowe's to make this a Father's Day to remember, with deals for dads that he's sure to love. For the dad who likes to tinker under the hood, get him a Kobalt 227-piece mechanics tool set with standard and metric tools, now just $99.98. Or if grilling out is more his taste, choose from select grills up to 30% off. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 6/20 while supplies last. See store for details.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts, available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682, 1-800-591-1682.
There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370.
Call 800-605-5370.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Biz Talk Radio.
We're back. You're listening to Executive Leaders Radio. This is your host, Herb Cohn. We'd like to introduce you to Cal El-Sayed, who's the CEO of Guidance Residential, LLC. Cal, what is Guidance Residential, LLC? What are you guys doing?
We offer a faith-based product for home financing.
And how large or how small is the company?
We're about 230 employees, and our volume or origination volume is about $700 million a year.
All righty, and you happen to be, it says here, you're the CEO of this organization, and where are you from originally?
I was born and raised in Cairo, Egypt, and that's where I'm from.
Uh-huh. Well, how young were you when you came to the United States?
I was 13 years old.
And how many brothers and sisters do you have?
I have one brother and one sister.
And where are you in the pecking order?
I'm the oldest.
So you're the oldest of three, and you guys came to the United States when you were 13. And I guess it was pretty easy for you to adapt from going from Egypt, and I understand you moved to California. How was that transition?
I didn't fit in at all in the beginning.
Did you feel that you didn't fit in? Do you remember that feeling?
Yeah, absolutely. I couldn't speak to anyone because I didn't speak English very well.
Give me some other examples of what was going on, how you felt back then.
Well, culturally, just everything was different. Football is soccer where I came from. So there's just many, many differences, and it was a crash course in learning a new culture.
What do you think the upside of not feeling like you fit in is nowadays in terms of your business? Because you built a very successful business here.
It's a fresh eyes or a fresh set of eyes on something that everyone takes for granted, and you'd be amazed at how many things you come to appreciate when you're setting a fresh set of eyes on them.
Like, give me an example of what you're talking about.
I'll start with football. It was called soccer where I came from, and I thought that that's what we were going to play when the kids were playing, and it was something completely different, and I was completely lost.
Mr. Hill, any questions?
So you started high school right after this culture shock of coming to the U.S. How did you try to fit in your high school?
Well, you have to try and find somebody that you can communicate with, because that's the first thing. And I was standing in line one time in a cafeteria, and a football coach came and tapped on my shoulders and said, "You're a big guy. Why don't you come out and play football?"
An American football coach,
American
right?
Football.
Not a soccer coach. So, but because you had a lot of football experience, and it's a big sport in Cairo, right?
Absolutely not.
Right, so you never played it before. What was that experience like, being thrown into a tough, violent, organized game as a new kid in America?
Well, you really had to learn to adapt. Like I said, everybody knew the plays, everybody knew the game, everybody understood the rules, and you were having to learn all of that and learn it fast, because when you got it wrong, you got pummeled.
And what position did you play?
Left tackle.
And what does a left tackle do in the game?
Protects the quarterback.
Right. You've seen that movie, The Blind Side, right?
Yep.
So how does that, learning a new game, having to protect the key player, how does that translate into the way you approach your business and your clients?
Well, like an earlier guest, I feel very much responsible for an entire organization and not just for myself. And so my job is to protect everyone in that organization.
Emery?
So, Cal, what do you get from your mom?
So she's left me with two wonderful gifts. One is the love of reading, and one is the love of chess. And if I'm not doing one, I'm doing the other.
Talk to me about chess. How does chess impact the way that you execute your business?
Well, the better you are at chess, the farther out your view is, which is very much business-oriented. So some players are 30 moves out, and some players are 15 moves out. And the one that wins is the one who can see farther.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Schuhart.
Cal, are you married?
Yes.
Children?
Yes.
How many?
I have 9 children.
9 children. So what brings you the greatest joy as the father of 9 children?
I always felt like it was my job as the oldest to learn and teach, and so I now have my own experiment at home to teach.
And what do you really love to teach these 9 children?
Because I feel a great passion for what I do for a living, I really talk about the financial structures, the modern financial system, and what I do for a living and why it's good.
So how do you teach people at your office? These 230 employees, how do you teach them compared to how you teach your children?
So I speak a lot. I have town hall meetings. We operate in 30 states, so I travel quite a bit and visit in person. And today's society wants the story in short snippets, so I've created lots of videos that explain complex matters in simple terms.
But how do you really connect with these employees?
There's nothing like being on the ground with them and spending time with them. You cannot take away from the presence. Presence is everything.
So how does a kid who's born in Egypt connect with young millennials in the workforce in the United States?
And that's where my kids come in handy. They're all millennials, and I have learned so many different millennial words from them that I can then relate.
Wait. You're telling what have you learned from your kids that's helped you build the $700 million company?
The young generation today has a very different perspective on life. They're less about ownership and more about access to things. And so those are important things to consider when you're talking to them.
So you're telling me you've actually learned about business through your kids, through hanging out with your kids.
Every day.
Huh. That's fascinating to me. Kristen, what are you thinking?
You're obviously very resilient, both mentally and physically, in your past. How does that impact you today, and where did you learn that from?
So when I came to the United States at age 13, that first year is where I probably learned the greatest amount of resilience, because in spite of everything that you experience, in spite of all the setbacks, you really had to get up and start all over again. And that really teaches you you learn from your mistakes, first of all, and then you don't repeat them, and you just make new mistakes.
Mm-hmm. Henry?
When you were much younger, you said you had your own paper route. What do you think you took from that and translates into what you do now?
Well, I think there were a lot of people depending on that paper. Remember, the society back then didn't have technology. There was no internet. The only access to information was that paper route. The paper.
Okay. So you felt the responsibility to make sure that they were delivered on time?
Oh, yeah, and I got to hear from them if it wasn't on time or if it was thrown in the bushes or any of those things.
So you knew you were concerned about how the customer felt. Mr. Schuhart, what are you thinking?
You said good chess players look far into the future and many moves into the future. What's in the future for your journey of learning and teaching?
Well, I really believe that technology is changing a lot of things that we take for granted today. I think we're all experiencing it. And so I think that my main concern right now, or my main focus, is the workforce. I think that we're going to go to a workforce where there's not necessarily an office where everybody goes to. And so that's my main focus at the moment.
And how are you going to keep that connection with that workforce that's just so distributed and not in an office where you can see and touch them every day?
So it's a trade-off. The young millennial generation wants the freedom to be able to have freedom to work from home and those type of things. And so you're given something of value, but also you're taking on some new risks, as you described. But you can't stop progress, and so you have to adapt.
John Hillen.
You said your mom gave you the gifts of reading and chess. What gifts did your father give you?
He was a serial entrepreneur, and so I suppose a lot of the resilience also comes from his repeated attempts to succeed, and so I would say that was the gift he gave me.
Well, what gifts are you giving your kids?
Mm-hmm. just to look at things from a fresh set of eyes, a different perspective, not to take things for granted. Just because they read it somewhere, it doesn't mean that it's true. They have to vet it out themselves.
What if we were doing a good job interviewing you, what else would we be covering? What else would we be asking you? What else should I be asking you in order to really understand who you are?
Our personalities show up in our work, and so it's probably my work that's most curious and should be explored at some time.
What do you enjoy about your work?
That I'm trying to change the world.
What? What are you talking about?
Well, what I do is offer an alternative to the current financial system. That's something that's very unique. It's a lot like when Apple was introducing a computer and everybody else had a computer already.
Mm-hmm. So you're on a mission.
I believe that I have something of value to offer to society.
You believe you have something to offer society of value. So you don't see yourself, you know, you sort of see yourself as a salesman and as a CEO, but you're not doing it to take money from people. You're doing it because you think you've got a better alternative.
Yes, I do, and it's because I've experienced the other side. I mean, I learned my trade in conventional finance, and now I'm doing something other than that.
So
there's a reason why.
So you like making a difference. You like being different. You got comfortable being different when you were a kid and came from Egypt to California. And because you got comfortable being different and learning how to adapt, you learned how to adapt in the financial system here, and now you're doing something different. Am I reading that correctly?
I think that's an accurate read.
Uh-huh. What's the website address of your organization?
GuidanceResidential.com.
Let me have that one more time.
GuidanceResidential.com.
And we've been speaking with Cal Elsayed, CEO of Guidance Residential LLC here on Executive Leaders Radio. That's Guidance Residential LLC here on Executive Leaders Radio. Back in a moment, right after this break. Want help building your business with help from this show's CEOs? Our CEOs can help you uncover more opportunities, grow your sales, connect you, help you raise money, all the big issues, because our CEOs have been there and done that, succeeding in creating millions of jobs and earning millions of dollars. And some are available to advise you. Now, email mentors@executiveleadersradio.com. That's mentors@executiveleadersradio.com. The same CEOs you've heard on the show for 10 years may be willing to help you build your business, uncover new opportunities, grow your sales, connect you, help you raise money, all the big issues, because our CEOs have been there and done that, succeeding in creating millions of jobs and earning millions of dollars. Some of the CEOs who have appeared on our shows over the last 10 years may be willing to help you grow, assuming you're serious about your success, serious about your own success, because it all starts with the leader. If you're serious about creating your own successful business, are truly committed to putting your nose to the grindstone and doing whatever it takes to make your business successful, we may be able to match you with successful CEOs who have created millions of jobs and earned millions of dollars to help you create your success. We've established unique relationships with a unique universe of over 7,000 CEOs who have created substantial wealth for their companies, their teams, and themselves. These women and men get the build in their blood and often continue to start and build businesses even after they've created substantial wealth for themselves because they love the challenge of building a business. Perhaps we can present you and your business to some of these CEOs to gain their interest in helping you. Now, email mentors@executiveleadersradio.com. That's mentors@executiveleadersradio.com. To hopefully match you with some of the CEOs we've had on the show for the last 10 years. mentors@executiveleadersradio.com.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to
determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Biz Talk Radio.
We're back. You're listening to Executive Leaders Radio. This is your host, Herb Cohen. We'd like to introduce Joseph Zimmerman, COO of an organization known as eGlobal Tech. Joseph, what's eGlobal Tech all about?
eGlobal Tech's an IT modernization and cybersecurity company that provides services and solutions to the federal government.
How large or how small is this organization?
80 million, about 350 employees.
And where are you from originally?
Chicago, Illinois.
How many brothers and sisters?
Two brothers, two sisters.
And where are you in the pecking order?
I was the youngest.
Uh-huh. What was the effect of you growing up the youngest of five in Chicago?
You know, I got to watch and learn from my brothers and sisters what they did well and what they didn't do so well.
So your nature is to look at an organization and figure out what you like and what you don't like about it?
Yeah, I think that's been a trait I've had all along, and I think it comes from that background, is I'm able to see what's going on and connect the dots of how to bring it to that next level.
So you didn't start this business. You were brought into this business. Was it because the shareholders wanted somebody to take it the next level and they knew you would be observant and be able to apply best practices?
Yeah, I think, the ownership had graduated from being a small business and was looking for someone to help them, you know, operate in a new environment, something uh-huh. that they needed someone to help them make uh-huh. it to that next level.
Tell me a little bit about what was going on with your family, 8 to 14 years old, and when were you taking things to the next level, or what was going on with the family?
Sure. You know, as being the youngest, there was some big age difference there. And so as, you know, my older brother was 18 and I'm, you know, 8 years old and they're moving out of the house. And so I really tried to help be that connector of keeping the family together, not just with brothers and sisters, but to aunts and uncles and cousins.
I wish the public could see your hands, you know, because you keep on doing this thing about moving your hands together. So it's like, you know, your body language is telling the truth, where you really did try to keep everything together. I'm wondering, is that one of your secrets in terms of taking this organization the next step? And if so, what do you mean?
Yeah, I think, you know, earlier one of the guests said no one could do it alone. You need a team. And I think you have to bring people together, particularly in our industry, because it does take a lot of talent to compete in a very competitive market.
What was your what kind of sports did you play? What was your role on the team?
I played baseball mainly growing up, and I was the catcher.
What's the role of the catcher?
Well, first of all, you're involved in every pitch, but also you're kind of the coordinator, and you also are tough because, you know, you can get bowled over at any time.
Does that have anything to do with what you're doing nowadays?
Yeah, I think anyone in a leadership position has a tough job. Mm-hmm. I mean, you have to make hard decisions.
Wanted to see if there was a connection between the catcher, John.
Just, what did your dad do when you were growing up?
You know, he was a blue-collar worker, made it up into, you know, middle management, worked at International Harvester, and then became an over-the-road truck driver.
And what was your relationship like when you were growing up with him, and how did that affect the way you handled yourself?
You know, I love my dad, I respect him, but I was afraid of him. He was a big guy, had a deep voice, and, you know, a little bit of intimidating.
And what did you learn about him only later in life when you were an adult that shapes the way you think about him now?
Well, at 4 years old, he was separated from his family and put into German work camps.
And what effect did that have on you at the moment you learned that?
Well, I think it gave me a lot of respect for, you know, what he did and how he was so able to not have that change who he was or what he did.
Mr. Shuhart, what do you think?
Yeah, you mentioned you were a real World War II history buff. What was your favorite book?
The Rommel Papers. I think it was one of the first, you know, history books I ever read.
What was that about? Who was Rommel?
Rommel was a general in the German army, kind of started the Panzer Corps, and developed Blitzkrieg, per se, for the German army.
So that aggressive nature of his, how did that translate, or what do you bring from that to your business?
Well, I think you always have to be prepared, and you always have to act. I think if you allow time to make your decisions, then you're not making good decisions.
Emery?
So, Joseph, you're a retired Marine. You had this intimidating dad. But tell me a little bit about the relationship with your mom and how that shows up in your work.
Yeah, I hate to admit, I was a mama's boy. You know, I used to follow around in the vacuum and go downstairs with her and watch her do laundry and watch her cook. And, you know, because I was a visual learner, I now am pretty good at all of those things today.
So how's mom affecting your business career today?
I think she's the person who brings the compassion into it that I have.
I asked you how she's affecting your business compared, but what's compassion have to do with business?
Well, it's all about people. And you have to treat people with respect and with compassion. And
wait a minute. You're a Marine, and you're telling me it's about compassion?
Well, you know, there's nothing like the brotherhood that connects you that the Marine Corps brings. And, you know, you're fighting for the people on your left and right. And there is love and compassion in that.
I never realized that. I'm glad you explained that to me. Kristen, what are you thinking?
You said your dad was a tough guy and somewhat unapproachable. What did you learn from that, and how does that make you want to be more approachable now?
Well, you know, if you looked at me and my dad, where people mistake us for each other now, especially now that since I've got out of the Marine Corps, I gained some weight. But I know I'm an intimidating person, so I'm always trying to be mindful of wanting to make sure I am approachable, especially with my daughters. I mean, I want to make sure that they don't have that same experience.
So on one hand, I'm hearing that, you know what it's like to be tough and focused and brotherhood, sisterhood. On the other hand, what I'm also hearing, it's not even on the other hand, part of that is really being the empathetic and the compassionate individual. Am I reading that correctly? It's one of the reasons they wanted you to take over this organization is to really build that team. It's like what you did with the family when you were a kid. You know, your older everybody else, all the other kids were out of the house, and you were the one who was like bonding the family together. Am I reading that right?
Yeah, I think that's pretty accurate. I think
what's the website address of this organization?
eglobaltech.com.
Let me have that one more time.
That's eglobaltech with an H at the end.com.
We've been speaking with Joseph Zimmerman, COO of eGlobaltech here on Executive Leaders. I'd like to thank my co-host Joe Applebaum, Potomac Companies, Kristen Rebeck, Caressa, John Hill, and George Mason University, John Schuhart, Graybeard Coaching, Anne-Marie Spadafori, and Henry Fagan for giving me hand structure in the questions. John, could you give us a rundown on who else we've had the opportunity of speaking with today?
Our first guest was David DeLuigi, Regional President of Wilmington Trust. Our second guest was Karen Zuckerman, President and Chief Creative Officer of HZDG. Our third guest was Cal El-Sayed, CEO of Guidance Residential LLC. And we just finished talking to Joseph Zimmerman, COO of eGlobaltech.
Excellent. Again, I'd like to thank my co-hosts, Joe Applebaum, Potomac Companies, Kristen Rivera-Cressa, John Hill and George Mason University, John Schuhart, Graybeard Coaching, and Marie Spadafori, and Henry Fagan for giving me hand structure on the questions, hopefully providing our listening audience an educational and entertaining show. Don't forget to visit our website. It's executiveleadersradio.com. To learn more about our executive leaders, it's executiveleadersradio.com. To learn more about our executive leaders, we do appreciate you joining us today. Otherwise, we wouldn't have a radio show. And have a nice day. Bye-bye.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.